This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Science will guide our decisions. That is what the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said Wednesday as the agency decides whether to give full or emergency authorization to a coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Stephen Hahn was speaking to the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. Hahn said the decisions will be made by career FDA scientists and pledged the approval process will be transparent and independent. The United States is moving forward with a plan to manufacture doses of some of the vaccine candidates currently undergoing trials. This is so doses can be made available to the public quickly if and when they are approved. Dr. Robert Redfield, who is director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, told the lawmakers that the country has experienced an average of about 40,000 new daily infections and 800 deaths during the past week. Kremlin critic and Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is out of the hospital, making his first public appearance Wednesday. He was discharged from a Berlin, Germany hospital, where doctors have said he was being treated for poisoning by a deadly nerve agent. Navalny was flown from Russia to Berlin last month after falling ill on a domestic flight in Siberia. The West has demanded an explanation from the Kremlin, which has denied any involvement in the incident and said it has yet to see evidence of a crime. Navalny says he plans to have physiotherapy every day and could follow treatment at a rehabilitation center to regain his motor skills. The United States began 3 days of tributes to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Wednesday. We have full coverage on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has assumed his sixth term in office. An inauguration ceremony that officials did not announce in advance was held Wednesday. State news agency Beltra reported that the swearing-in ceremony took place in the capital of Minsk with several hundred government officials, lawmakers, and media representatives present. It comes after weeks of mass protests against the official results of the August 9th election that resulted in Lukashenko's reelection. He said during the ceremony, it was the day of our victory, convincing and fateful. Lithuania's foreign minister called the inauguration a farce. A prominent opposition activist compared the ceremony to a gathering of thieves and refused to recognize Lukashenko as the president of Belarus. Mozambique has asked the European Union for support in taking on a wave of militant attacks in the country's north. Reuters reports the attacks are by rebels with links to the Islamic State. While there has been violence for the last couple of years, recent attacks have picked up pace with insurgents seizing important towns for brief periods and hitting military and other key targets. The Portuguese news agency Lusa said on Tuesday Mozambique had written to EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell to ask for help in training its armed forces to battle the insurgency. An EU spokesperson confirmed on Wednesday the bloc had received a letter from Mozambique's foreign ministry and said a reply would be prepared and sent in due time. Pope Francis once again used his weekly address at the Vatican to discuss the COVID-19 pandemic. He urged the world's leaders to remember all segments of society as they fight the virus and work to rebuild the world's economies. Speaking in a Vatican courtyard, Francis said everyone has something to contribute as the world attempts to emerge from this virus. But society's leaders must respect and promote the intermediate or lower levels of society. He added that multinationals and pharmaceutical companies do not have all the answers. The U.S. has recorded the most coronavirus cases in the world with about 6.9 million, along with more than 200,000 deaths. India has the second highest number with 5.6 million, according to Johns Hopkins University data. India has seen a drop in cases Tuesday, but that quickly reversed with more than 83,000 new cases reported by Indian health officials on Wednesday. Elsewhere, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson pledged to help companies work to keep jobs that have been put at risk by the pandemic. More on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.